This is One-on-One with a Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
All right, Ben Nicholas here with you on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 for this One-on-One with a Professional. And by a professional, I mean we have two professionals in here this morning. The Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition's Nolan Jones and Melissa Jenkins are in this morning. How are y'all doing today?
Doing just fine, Ben. Thank you.
Glad to be here with you.
Excited to be here. Charlie does these interviews all the time, right? And so you've probably been in here with Charlie before, and Charlie is wonderful. You guys have things to talk about from the previous times and the former times. So this is my first time, so we get to reset a little bit. So explain to me, and I feel like a lot of people, I like to assume that people just move here. People just moved here, they have no idea what's going on. What is the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition?
Can we... Kind of back up just a moment.
Absolutely.
Here, and for the reason for for our coalition. Welcome to all you listening out there, and to Ben for having us. And across America, when we look at the statistics on an annual basis, every 12 and a half minutes, somebody dies from suicide. That means that every 15 minutes, 20 to 22 people that are in their family members, friends, or co-workers are left to make sense out of it. This equates to 115 deaths a day, and when we get a little bit more advanced down into the statistics, you find that includes 22 veterans every day that complete suicide. It's really a hard thing to deal with. It's a big thing nationwide, and the national strategy for Suicide Coalition, it takes the position that suicide is preventable in many cases, that lives can be saved if the right people, that's you and I, equipped with the right knowledge, is QPR training that we'll touch base a little bit on about suicide prevention, and that person who gets that training is willing to step up and intervene whenever they do see somebody in trouble and that need their help, and they get involved when they detect that problem. And Melissa, you want to talk about the coalition?
Absolutely. So we began to do some studies and assessment here in Washington County to learn a little bit more about what the top 10 causes of death and disease were. And we were really startled, I'll be honest, to discover that at that time, suicide was the leading cause of death for young adults. 25 to 34. So we mobilized people that were very passionate and concerned about this issue, and that's truly how the coalition began. And we also began to research strategies. As Nolan said, there is a national strategy model, and put those efforts into play so that we could implement multiple strategies to prevent suicide. But we had to know what we were dealing with, and honestly, we were our rate at that time, usually when you look at death rate, they look at per 100,000 people, but our rate was twice the national average, and we really have been working hard. We have brought our rate down. We would like to think it's due to some of the awareness and prevention activities, assessments, and things that we put into place, but that's really what our coalition is all about, is implementing is prevention, preventing it before it happens, intervention when people are in trouble, and then what we call postvention, which is helping those who have lost someone to suicide be able to work through that very specific and difficult journey of loss.
And you mentioned prevention, and I think for some of us, we know it's a problem, but we don't necessarily know what we can do to help. I think that suicide for some of us, and I'll just use myself as an example, I don't necessarily think about it because I don't think that it revolves around me. So how can I help? How can we help or help prevent it?
Well, Nolan and I both will jump in here to talk about that. But so there's many things that you can do. As number one, part of our goal is to raise awareness about suicide and then to teach people what they can do to recognize the warning signs that someone might be thinking about suicide, and then to persuade them to certainly stay alive and to get them to the help they need. So we have a training called Question, Persuade, and Refer, and it does that very same thing, which is to teach the average person, just like us, to be able to pick up on those warning signs. And you'll be surprised, when we began doing these presentations all throughout our county, and we've trained over about 3,500 people in this particular method, kind of like CPR. And we would ask them, how many of you have ever known someone that died by suicide or had attempted or had thoughts of suicide? And literally, Nolan, right, almost everybody in the audience would raise their hand. So obviously it's way more prevalent, but it's a stigma and people don't want to talk about it.
Sure.
So we want you to know what to do so that if you're ever around someone that begins to show some of those warning signs, that you'll know what to do. And we, one of the big strategies we also do is every year we have what we call the a suicide prevention summit, and it's during National Suicide Prevention Week. And Nolan's going to tell you a little bit about that. And but I want to come back to those warning signs, mm-hmm. so that Ben, we want you to know how to help save a life.
Absolutely.
And I've been involved in this activity for 3 or 4 years, and this is our fifth year that the coalition has had a summit to be able to teach people, to bring experts in this field, and that can come and talk to our EMTs, our school counselors, teachers, preachers, and you and I, just the common folks off the street that have an interest in this, that want to come and find out and know more about this and find out exactly what Ben asked a while ago about what you can do. In the daytime, this is on September the 7th. This is the first Thursday after Labor Day. And we'll be at the community center. And we should have around 65 to 90, we're hoping more than 100, people that would sign up and come and sit down and get in all in the same room. And we'll have a Stuart Smith, who is with a psychological counseling group out of Atlanta, Georgia. And he's a very well-trained individual, been working in it all his life in trying to work out with a suicidology framework. And he will be in and spend the day with us and be that expert that helps take our local professionals through the next phase of their training. There is 7.75 CEUs that we're getting set up, that Melissa's getting set up, that can qualify for your ongoing education. That daytime charge is $65 to come. You'll start seeing flyers hanging all over town now anytime. And there is a limited number of scholarships available. So if it's something you want to come to but you just can't afford it, you come right on down and talk to us. We got room for you.
Yeah, we also want you to know that this is the second year as well that we titled the summit the 2017 Suicide Prevention and RX Drug Awareness Summit. The other big epidemic that we're looking at in our own county is drug overdoses due to prescription pain medicines. And you've probably seen a lot about that nationally as well. Actually, I just saw that the mayor of Nashville lost her son to an overdose, and it is a devastating epidemic. And one is unintentional and one is intentional. And so we've combined forces so that we can educate our community on the prescription painkiller epidemic, how it relates to suicide as well, but also how to dispel the myths and misconceptions surrounding both, and how to keep our community safe. So not only will we be able to just focus on suicide, but we're also focusing on drug prevention awareness as well. We will have a great panel of experts. Nolan, you want to tell them about some of our guests on that? We're very happy that Carrie Eichelberry with the Barnesville Public Schools will be joining us for a panel. Jim Waring with the Bartlesville Police Department, and actually we have Jason Elmore with who's a president of the Ministerial Alliance, Jennifer Leggett with Grand Lake Mental Health, who's a licensed alcohol and drug counselor as well, and joining us will be Agent Craig Williams, who's with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics. So we're very excited. Michael Brose, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Mental Health Association of Oklahoma, will be facilitating that panel. And they're going to talk about how each one of those individuals, what they've seen in terms of suicide and drug overdoses, how it impacts the people they work with, and the strategies that they've implemented to be able to help prevent those things. And then you want to tell them a little bit about Kim?
We'll also have Kim Puga. Dr. Puga has a doctorate in education. She also has a personal story that ties to this subject. And we're very glad to have her during the daytime. She will be given a presentation in the morning on teens' suicide prevention efforts. And then she's going to be working with that committee that she just announced. And then in the evening time, she'll also be helping out with the program. Our 6:30 to 8:30 program, or 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, will be our night program. So we'll have Stuart. We'll also work that evening program with a presentation with Kim, and then we have some other special guests that will be making presentations about the drugs. One of the things that was so hard to deal with in the area of suicide prevention is that most times we're always working to try to avoid that happen, but then when we get the call and we have to start dealing with the situation that has been completed, that is so tough, and it's hard to work on the end of something like that. So in the last couple years, she was talking about the opiate issue that has come up. We're trying to play that too, so we can deal with these matters upstream. If we know that we got that opiate issue and it's resulting, 80% of suicides are caused by that have fatal causes as either a drug or alcohol in their blood. And so it's something that's so critical that we do something about now while we can before we have to go deal with it afterwards. And that's going to be a day that we are hoping that you can all come and join us, and we're going to have a good day for that. We'll have a good time with it for such a sad subject that it is.
And I want to go ahead.
Also, another issue that we have on the education process of it that Melissa may want to talk about is the survival suicide in the meeting that we have going for November.
Yeah, well, one of the strategies obviously is to provide support to what we call survivors of suicide loss. We're very sensitive about the language when we talk about suicide and suicide prevention, but if you've lost a loved one or been impacted at all by a suicide loss, that you're called a survivor. So every month we have a support group that meets at the library, the Bartlesville Public Library, from 6:30 to 8. It's the first Thursday of the month, and that helps us connect with other people in a safe environment that where people understand. It's sometimes difficult when people don't know what to say. And then in November, as Nolan was referring to, we gather with other loss survivors around the world. It's called the International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, and that's going to be, I think it's November 18th. It's the a Saturday before Thanksgiving, and that will be at, we hold it at Disciples Christian Church, and it's an opportunity to connect again with survivors all over the country. And we watch a video about the journey of loss and how to cope with that, and then we do a memorial. However, I want to really address that issue of how do you know that someone might be thinking about suicide? And we want our community to know that we have certified trainers. Nolan and I are both trainers. And we will go anywhere to talk about this issue to help people learn how to recognize the warning signs that someone's in trouble. And so we teach it from a perspective of looking at what we call direct verbal cues. And when people say things like, you know, I'm just thinking that I don't want to live anymore. You know, my life just doesn't seem worth living. I'm in too much pain. Those are some warning signs that we look for. Or others we call indirect, where people don't actually say the word, I'm going to kill myself, or I want to die. They may say something like, I wish I could go to sleep and never wake up. Mm-hmm. They start giving away things that are important to them, like prized possessions. Those are behavioral cues. So they may say things directly, indirectly, or they may do things that make you concerned. There's situations that put people at a little higher risk, like a student might get expelled from school. That alone doesn't mean that they're going to go home and try to harm themselves, but it is something that builds. We call it, psychic. The father of suicidology that's done probably the most research of anyone in the country, Dr. Ed Schneidman. I think that's a good term, don't you know? And it's that people don't really want to die. They have intense psychological pain, mm-hmm. and they believe that pain will never stop, and they just can't live with that pain. So during your QPR training, we teach people how to recognize these warning signs. And people typically give warning signs, not always, but almost always they do. And our goal is to intervene during that time before that crisis goes to the point that they actually take action on it. And research shows us that if we can work with them, support them, number one is give them hope. Give them hope that this pain will stop and life can get better, and get them into support and help. Chances are they may never be suicidal again. And so that's what we try to do, is we go through a very intense warning signs. But those are some of the major things. Like, some of the myths are that if you talk to someone about it, it's going to plant the idea in their head. And that's just simply a myth. It's not true. The idea is already there. And so that talking about it actually relieves a person's anxiety about it. They want to talk about it typically. So those are things that we do to help our community start to look for those signs and intervene.
We're running out of time here a little bit. Do you guys have a website or someplace people can get more information about y'all and how they can help, or if they're looking for help?
Yes, well, one of our we are a part of the Washington County Wellness Initiative, mm-hmm. and every coalition we have about 9 to 10 projects. Mm-hmm. It's easy. It's www.wciok.org, and all our work groups, but you can click on Need Support, and the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition will pop up, and we actually have our own website as well.
Yes, and and you're also out on Facebook, and so we're trying to get better at our Facebook entries and get that to be more that's out there. But as you go through, you will find that there is an incredible amount of things there. I think it gets back to one of the things that we as individuals need to do is, when we see somebody sitting on the curb or their head in their hands or by themselves, and we know that person and that's not usual for them, or maybe we don't know them, but we know that by looking at them, there's something wrong. And we had a person by the name of Kevin Haynes that jumped off. He was here at our summit number 3, and he jumped off, one of the few survivors, jumped off the San Francisco Bridge, and the first thing over, he said, I wish I'd have never done this. Save me, God. And that we've got that mechanism built into us that when it comes right down to it, we really don't want to do that. We're looking for a hope. We're looking for somebody to help us. We're looking for a smile. So reach out, observe, and when you do, follow up.
Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joining me on this next one-on-one with a professional program as we highlight